Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Gries, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Larry Kahn. How are you, Larry?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And Larry is the founder, managing partner of the Connor Group. So he has built this since 1991, $4.5 billion in assets, 15,000 luxury apartments in 18 markets. But he's done this through going against conventional wisdom. Everything he has done is different. By the way, he's only one of three people in the entire world who's both been up in space and to the depths of the ocean and has donated tremendously to non-for-profits and building schools. But let's get to the core, what CEOs want to hear. How did you build this business from scratch, $4.5 billion, and what are the unique practices that you do?
Yeah, so Robert, thanks again for having me. So I would probably make a correction on your opening statement. It's not about me building it. It's about we building it. So I don't care what the endeavor is. If you're going to scale, you're going to build, you're going to be elite. It's going to be a team effort, not an I effort. And so I would say the first thing is, you have to really get the three P's right. What are the three P's? The first is people. You've got to build an elite group of people who are really culturally aligned and in sync. Second, you got to have a plan. By the way, it doesn't have to be 30 pages long. In fact, keep it simple, but keep it specific. And third, you have to build the right processes that are going to take you along that journey to being elite. By the way, I'd give you one footnote, too. Regardless of the industry you're in, don't pay attention to what everybody else is doing. If you do what everybody else is doing, by definition, you're going to end up in the herd. If you really want to be exceptional, extraordinary, you're going to have to be willing to take smart, calculated risks, not crazy risks, but acceptable risks. And you're going to have to figure out how to be substantially different than what other people are doing. It could be the way that you develop your product. It could be the way that you deal with customer service. It could be new innovation. It could be a multitude of different ways, but it truly has to be differentiated. In my experience, you get organizations and industries, they kind of tweak their plan, but look for exceptional results. Well, if you tweak your plan, you may get modestly better results.
Okay, so where, it's a point well taken, but where do you come out with that great idea of here's how we are going to be completely different? Where does that emerge? Are you reading? Are you speaking with people? Are you going to restaurants and other industries, learning from them?
Yeah, so for us, we don't pay attention to what anybody else is doing. So we're going to try to find our own North Star. Let me just give you an example. COVID. By the way, COVID was very real and very serious. But we didn't look at what the industry did. We decided, that's we, all of our associates, we decided that we weren't going to close for a day. That every one of our operations around the country, we were going to remain open. That we were going to take phenomenal care of our residents and our associates. That we here in Ohio, by the way, we do not call it the headquarters. We call it the central support office. It's our job to support those people in the front lines. That we weren't going to go remote for any department. That we were going to stay open and support all our field people. Turned out we were radically different than what the industry did, but we got radically better results, whether it's resident satisfaction, financial performance, you know, you name it. And that's 2020, 2021, 2022. So that's just an example.
Okay, so let's go into the concept of culture. Now, I know Glassdoor, that CEOs are always interested in. You are one of the 50 best companies on Glassdoor to work for in the U.S. for the more than medium-sized company. What is the secret with the culture? How do you hire? And then what do you do to build people and align them in the culture? And we know it's the word we, so that's a good start.
Yeah, so good question. So you truly underscore that word, have to put people first, starting with your associates. So, for example, we have five core values. One of our top two is people count. A lot of companies say that, but it's a lot more about actions and deeds. So ours is an environment of no limitation. How so? Let's talk about how we hire. We don't hire anybody from the industry to start with, from the real estate industry. Why?
You hire no one from the industry. Why?
Nobody. No. So we built a company by strategy, all with people who have never done it before. Because what we look for is personality traits, like leadership, self-accountability, organization, grit, work orientation, achiever, ethics, integrity, high responsibility, just to name some. And as long as you have a background, let's say you're going to be in a leadership role. We have 29 people in different leadership roles, none of them from the industry. If you come with the right personality traits and you have a background in managing, motivating, and literally inspiring people, and you really believe and you can demonstrate it, how you coach and develop people and how you can set extremely high expectations, really hold people accountable, but do it in a constructive manner, then we want you as part of our team. Whether you know anything about the industry we're in is irrelevant. And so, and that even cascades down to the people who run our properties. We don't think about them as apartment communities. We think about them as operating businesses. Because before we started the company, we were in other types of operating businesses. And the reality is, we're buying a larger, what they call Class A apartment community. By the way, on average, the acquisition price is $90 million, and they have almost all the characteristics of a typical operating business. So if we can get people, whether the manager there or sales or service, to think about it as an operating business and about taking care of the customers, and the customers happen to be the residents. By the way, we never call them tenants. We think that's derogatory. Then you can have exceptional, you know, results. But it's got to start with the way that you recruit and hire people and then provide very unique opportunities. People, exceptional people, just don't work for pay. They work for a greater standard. There has to be some purpose. They have to know that you're going to invest in them. They have to know they have an opportunity to advance. They have to know that they're going to get other benefits besides a paycheck. And I think we've done a good job in delivering on those fronts. And I can give you more specifics if you like.
Well, give me one example of a unique opportunity you provided. Then we're going to go commercial break, and then I have a big question to ask you.
Yeah, so I'll give you one great one. We have a partner program. And to frame that, we have 440 associates. 71 of them are equity partners, meaning they have an ownership stake that's identical to mine. In fact, it comes from me. So there's no, we have outside investors, no dilution to any limited partner or outside investor.
This is a fascinating model where you've just said, hey, we're doing what we know is right, and we're doing it, and that's that. We are speaking with Larry Connor. We're about to take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to ask the question all of you CEOs want to know. He spoke about hiring people, not from the industry, but finding characteristics like grit, great customer service. What one question do you ask in that interview, or what are you looking for that's going to make you know that that person has those qualities? We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're exactly talking about that. This is Larry Conner, the founding and managing partner of the Conner Group, does things unlike anyone else. They create their own models and from that have become one of the most successful companies and one of the best to work for in all of America. So here's the question, Larry. When you are hiring people, you have this unique culture. Is there any one question or what do you look for and some of the characteristics you told us before that make up the character of the people in your company are grit or great customer focus? How do you find out in the interviewing process, since no one is going to have a background in your industry?
Sure. I'm happy to answer that question. Let me go back to one other point before the break. We've fundamentally believe in that you ought to share the wealth. And how we look at it is, let's say the pie of profits is this large. If you can get a bunch of partners who really act like owners, you may have to give them a slice of the pie, but instead of the pie being this big, it can be this big. And I think that's something that a lot of private companies and even a number of public companies really miss the point. Anyway, to your question about hiring, so I'll give you an interesting question that we ask people. Anybody who's going to be in any leadership role. If I was to call, so for example, Robert, what's your wife's first name?
Barbara.
So, Robert, if I was to call Barbara and say to her, look, Barbara, I'd like you to give me a personal reference on Robert. Give me a list of all of his positives and then move over and give me a list of any of his negatives or areas for improvement. And you decided to be very candid. What would you tell me? It is remarkable what they'll say. And two, the insight you gain into who the person you're interviewing really is.
Wow, that's something. And the wives or the husbands are usually, or spouses, they're usually open to this.
Believe it or not, you know, I would say 90% of the time you get, because people are so, like, taken, I don't know if it's off guard by the question, that, yeah, 90% of the time you generally get a very honest, candid, straightforward answer.
Got
by the way, there's other unique questions that we ask.
Well, tell me another one example. Question. This is gold. Another one.
Robert, forget about you're talking to us about our opportunity. Let's say at this juncture in your life, you were afforded the opportunity to design the ideal long-term career for you with no limitations. Ideal long-term, what would you design?
I love that.
And it's remarkable because you obviously have kind of what you're looking for and probably one out of every four times you ask that. The description they give you is nowhere near a match with what you're looking for. And so if you're not kind of aligned and in sync, it's not going to work long term. And the way you ask that and when we ask that in the interviewing process, people are already kind of a little bit comfortable. So again, you tend to get pretty honest, truthful answers.
Okay, this is great. I usually don't do this, but just give me one more of these because these are terrific. CEOs will love these.
So, Robert, walk me down the road. It's 8 or 10 years from now. What do you see yourself doing both personally as well as professionally? Again, they tend to be very candid. And does that match where we're trying to go long term? So I've had people who tell me, hey, look, 8 or 10 years from now, you know, I want to be retired, or I've always wanted to be a university professor. Well, I think that's great, but we don't hire for 3 to 5 years. We hire for people who are going to be with us 10, 15, 20 years. Or they say, oh yeah, 8 to 10 years from now, I want to live in Florida. Well, that's a long way from Ohio. That's not going to work. So.
Okay, Larry, I would interrupt you. These are great. These are forward looking. What about backward looking? I guess you're getting from the spouse, right? But is there anything else you find out that someone might have? You obviously need people who need to be able to work with people in a great way, a great service mentality. Anything to find out about their past career that you look for in the resume? Is it a lot of jobs, few jobs, certain industries? What do you look for?
No. We're obviously going to look at job history, but here's another one looking backwards. Because anybody in our organization, we have extremely high expectations, and we don't think anything's impossible. So by definition, you're going to end up facing adversity and significant obstacles if you're going to be successful in our company. So here's what I ask them. Robert, tell me about a time in your past, either personally or professionally, that you faced great obstacles and great adversity and how you dealt with it. And if they can articulate something, one, very specific, and two, something that's really significant, we probably got a person who has grit. Great. We describe that as passion and perseverance.
I love these. But by the way, a question is, let's say you come across, you said we can always do the impossible. When you come across something that seems impossible, how do you, as a we, work together to get that impossible so it's accomplished?
Yeah, well, we just don't think it's impossible. Think about impossible. All impossible is somebody's opinion. Most of the time, it doesn't have a basis in fact. So if you believe you can do something, you're well on your way to doing it. By the way, on the flip side, if you believe you cannot, well, you're also right, too. So for us, it's all about mindset, attitude, and focusing on not the problem or the obstacle, but focusing on specific solutions.
Well, and I hate to say, but there we have it. That is our interview. We have been speaking with Larry Connor. And to all of you, just think about this. If you want to build a company, you have to share the wealth. Everyone from a custodian should have the opportunity to be involved in the future of the company. And then what you have to do is you got to get to the core, and you have to hire the people by asking the right questions. You can ask their wife about their positives and negatives. You could find out where they want to be in 10 years. You could have their ideal job, and you could also ask them, what did they do in the past that seemed impossible? How did they handle it? Because as we have learned from Larry Connor, there is no impossible. It's just our own limitations. You just got a PhD in leadership. Great having you on the show, Larry.
Thank you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Stadium to Boardroom. Listen in as top athletes tell their stories on how they developed into successful entrepreneurs and business leaders. They reveal their own aha moment of transformation from the stadium to the boardroom.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese.
And I'm Lynn Green.
And welcome to Stadium to Boardroom. This is the show where we talk about people who've taken ideas and great success in sports and transferred it into business. Our guest today is Steve Jones. How are you, Steve?
Good. Thank you for having me.
And Steve has done something very few people have done. He was in football in college, and then he took all the principles from football, and he became a CEO of a company doing $12 million with 400 employees. He grew that to $20 billion with 800,000 employees, which is the third largest private employer in all of America. So, Steve, the first thing I want to know is, are there lessons in sports that apply to business or not?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, if you play sports, if you play the sport, it takes hard work and dedication and commitment. And, all of those words apply to business. Everything I just said applies to business. The next thing is, in sports, you have to prepare. Whether in football, you're running the same play over and over and over again, hundreds and if not thousands of times throughout the season. So when you run it in a game, right, you run it perfectly. In business, you have to prepare, right? And if you want to be great in business, you have to be well prepared. The game of sports, and my sport was football. It prepares you in business because you learn how to win and you learn how to lose. And I think those are two important topics. One, learning how to win. Look, you're going to see a lot of people as you go through your business career, and it's how you win, and it's how you carry yourself with humility, how you treat people, right? And so that will attract people wanting to work for you, or competitors having respect for you, and that's important, right? And it's how you lose, right? And so learning how to lose is a really important thing. And in sports, you're never going to win every game, right? You're going to lose, and learning how to deal with that in business is absolutely critical, because you're going to lose in business. Like, I don't care how good you are, there's going to be a day you're going to lose, right? And 80% of new business startups fail, right, in the first year, so you're going to lose.
A question for you. We've had a number of very noted celebrities on, not only in our classroom here at Babson, but also on the shows. And a couple of things seem to come through, that one is the word confidence, and one is the ability to motivate other people. Do you find those two to be very, very important?
Well, absolutely. If you're not confident, people aren't going to follow you, right? People aren't going to believe in you. And so, so that's absolutely critical. And to me, leadership, the word leadership in and of itself, my definition of leadership, there's a million definitions of leadership. My definition of leadership is getting people to do what they don't think they can do, right? Yeah. What they don't believe they can do. Yeah. That to me is leader. Like, managing the daily outputs or the metrics of a business, that's management. That's kind of daily accountability. But getting people to believe you can build something, you can do something, you're going to create something, getting them to follow you, that's leadership.
Give me an example of that. Like, let's say when you're talking about getting someone to do something they didn't think they could do. I like that definition. What's an example of someone you were working with on your team where that happened?
I'll give you a real-life example. When I bought the company from the original founders, I went to work for them. We were $12 million in revenues annually. We had 400 employees. In 3 years, we doubled the size of the business. They'd owned the business for 35 years, the two original founders. And so they said they wanted to sell. And I said, well, why do you want to sell? And they said, well, we've built this up bigger than we could ever have dreamed of. And I said, this is going to be a $1 billion business. And they didn't believe me. And ultimately, I was able to put together...
And you were wrong also, because it became a 20
I was wrong. I was wrong, right, yeah, too, as well. But I remember, having talking to the team when we acquired the initial stake in the business, and we were $24 million in revenues. I went on, when I say a road show, we were in Southern California. We were basically in Orange County in L.A., which is like 30 miles from each other, right? Here to Boston, right? And, I went back and forth to our two offices, and I told everyone, and I preached to everyone, we're going to build a $1 billion business. We're going to build $1 billion business. We're going to build a national company. We're going to be one of the best in the industry. And I mean, I willed them to believe it, right? And they did. I mean, because it takes a team, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. But you're not going to build a big company by yourself. You're not going to build a great company by yourself, right? It takes people, and so you've got to be able to have leadership to be able to get people to buy in to your vision, to your dream, to what you're trying to do.
Okay, two questions from my side. We've had the pleasure in the class and in the world to see so many entrepreneurs, and they usually come in and say, I saw an opportunity. I saw something that other people didn't see. I saw the opportunity not only to solve a problem, but to grow it into a huge solving of problems. Did that aha moment happen to you?
It did. So two ways. First way, when I came into the industry, I worked for two Fortune 500 companies and started off in obviously management trainee position right out of college, and then in like a regional leadership role. And so when I came into the security industry, I saw the industry is very unprofessional, and it was very fragmented. Lots and lots of small little companies, lots of players, and very few national players. And so when I was, in my previous industries, I was with a company called Aramark, and I was with a company called Browning Ferris Industries, BFI Waste. Waste management industry and the industrial uniform industry. And both of those had nationalized and, for that matter, globalized, some very basic services, right? So I kept saying, we have an opportunity to do that here in the security industry. So that was kind of the first part. Second part, where the real opportunity came in, was right after 9/11. And after 9/11, people were... Security all of a sudden became the most important thing in life, right? And so, everyone in this classroom probably remembers Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And so, if you don't have air, you don't have food and water, you're not going to live. But if you don't have safety, right, you can't really survive either. And so safety all of a sudden became a very important piece and motivator. And so we capitalized on that, right? And we did it in a positive way where we became the experts in terrorism preparedness and making sure people in commercial office buildings felt safe and secure and what they would do in an emergency. And then our business just flourished. I mean, we were growing organically 30, 40, 50% a year, and then we started making acquisitions on top of that. So
you can pivot if certain things occur and you see there's opportunity, you can pivot and do things.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there's 10,000 plus security companies, and not many of them, followed our lead. So they everyone kind of went down a different direction. Some didn't change at all. We did, and obviously, where we are today is because of that.
Robert, can I ask one more question? Okay, in this class, because these are young people and they're ambitious and they're going to start their own companies, the question always comes up is there such a thing as a work-life balance? And most of the people, including myself, say, yeah, if you want to be an employee, you can, but if you really want to grow a company, you got to love it, and you can't be worrying about a work-life balance. Is that something along your deed, or are you going to say, no, Ren, you're wrong, you can do both?
No, I'm very poor at work-life balance. Matter of fact, I'd say if you work for me, in many cases you don't have a great work-life balance. I'll text you, I'll email you on the weekend. Not because I'm trying to be mean. It's because I have a question pops in my head, and on Sunday night I got a text from a big client at Morgan Stanley, and we were handling an issue for one of their kids' schools. And that night I'm calling one of my team members that was in New York City, and it was 11 o'clock at night. So, if you're going to be successful, success doesn't stop. So, it's a round the clock, 365 day, 24 hours a day deal. And so, and you're in competition with whatever industry you're going in, there's going to be competitors. And so it just doesn't stop. So, look, doesn't mean you don't enjoy life. You don't get to try to carve out times to do fun things. I make it a point to get home every single weekend, no matter kind of where I'm at, no matter how hard it is. Yep. I see my kids and my family, but during the week I'm grinding.
And thank goodness we're enjoying it, right? The only guy who's got an easy job is Robert Reese.
Yeah, well, when you talk about work-life balance, so I was interviewing Ron Shaikh, the founder of Panera Bread, maybe about 2 weeks ago or something, and he said, well, you
You can have it all. You just can't have it all at the same time. You know, and we so know that. So we're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to find out from Steve Jones, who runs a business with 800,000 employees. So beyond Walmart and Amazon, the largest employer in America, we're going to find out the secrets of building a culture when you've that many people. Back in a few.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Robert Reese
and Lynn Green
back on Stadium to Boardroom, and we are talking with Steve Jones. And Steve Jones, you have now 800,000 employees. How do you really build a culture, and do you even focus on culture when you've that many people?
Yeah. Well, you have to focus on culture. I'm sure all the students in here have heard, culture trumps strategy. It does. I'll tell you, it's not. There's a reason why they say it all the time. There's a reason why it's in every business book or magazine. It's because it's absolutely true. We've had great strategy. There's been times in my 25 years in building this company, we've had great strategy, and our culture got a little funky. Somebody on the team that just wasn't fitting in, and it doesn't work. It literally is disruptive to your business. So you have to focus on culture, especially when you have 800,000 employees. Our biggest challenge is with 800,000 employees around the world, we're in 100 different countries. So our biggest challenge is if you go a couple levels down in the organization, the senior levels of the organization, in some of these countries, no one speaks English. So, our ability to communicate and get our messages across and really drive our culture is that much more challenging. And there's a lot of business leaders out there, maybe they'll disagree with me, but I find, if I'm going to follow someone, I want them right there with me, right? So if we got a project and we're going to work all weekend, then I'm going to be working all weekend with my team. I'm not going to be at the beach and coming back on Monday and asking them, hey, did we get the project done and how did it turn out, right? That doesn't build a great culture. It doesn't build respect. I lead from the tip of the spear. Our team leads from the tip of the spear. Anything we ask our team to do, we'll do ourselves. And so I think that's part of what helps build our culture.
It really does. Okay. I also found that it pushed me further than I thought I could be pushed. I thought my mind would tell me I'm tired. Okay. And yet when I pushed harder to accomplish something and did accomplish it, I said, gee, There are no barriers. Your mind is your barrier. So when I got into business, I said, hey, adversity, pile it on, baby. I'm ready for you because I've done it. Yeah. Is that similar?
100%. I mean, business to me is, when I say it's easy, meaning the work side of it's easy, right? It's and I always tell everyone this, I tell our team this, like, no one's going to outwork me. Like, I mean, literally, if we're going to have a contest to say, let's see who can stay up for the next 7 days and literally not sleep, like let's go. I mean, we'll just, and so no one's going to outwork me. And I try to select people on our team that have that same mentality, because to me, it's not physical, it's just mental, right? And the difficult thing about sports is it's mental and it's physical. So you're dealing with all the mental aspects, and then physically, you're breaking down or you're failing. So and that plays another trick on you mentally, right? When your body starts to fail on you physically, or you don't perform physically, it starts to play mind games with you. So in business, it's just controlling that mental aspect. And I think if you're willing to grind and really willing to work your tail off and put everything you have into success, I mean, you have an unbelievable opportunity to create it.
Here in class, okay, we form teams, okay, but the CEO has the right to fire certain students who don't perform. The students have a right to fire CEOs. And the concept is a little bit hard for the students to realize sometimes, but to me, it's a real lesson in real life. You got any comments on something like that?
Oh, 100%. Look, my favorite quote personally is the football coach at University of Alabama, Nick Saban. I've had a chance to meet with him, sat in his office for about 45 minutes and talked to him. And asked him a couple dumb questions. I wish I could have taken back, but one of the comments he likes to say is, you know, mediocre people don't like high achievers, and high achievers don't like mediocre people. And I believe in that comment wholeheartedly. I believe in every aspect down to my bone. Like when I'm putting together my team and I'm working, I'm grinding, and we're going, you know, 100 miles an hour, 7 days a week. If I've got someone on my team that's not willing to do that, I don't want to be around them. I literally don't want to be around them. And quite frankly, I don't think they want to be around me, because it exposes the fact that, you know, they don't want to work that hard, right? So, and that's okay. It's just you got to find the right fit. I mean, fit's very important, right?
When Jack Welch was asked at GE what he does every year to make his company more successful, he says, fire 10%, okay, because those are the losers. And if you leave them around, then everybody else falls to their level, whereas I'm showing the world that I have high achievers.
Yeah, so what's funny, we grade, so I know that Jack Welch, I read his books, heard him talk about it, I don't disagree. I don't 100% agree in that. You know, it's tough sometimes just to pick a number and say we're gonna eliminate that in the organization, that many heads in the organization. Here's what we do. You know, we rank everyone A, B, or C, and that's simple ranking. But here's the, you know, A, these are your winners, right? These are your performers. They're gonna perform every day. You know, your C players, you already know you have to get rid of your C players, right? I mean, it's either coach them up or coach them out of the organization. What I think kills organizations is the B players. We call them the killer Bs, and I talk about it all the time with our organization. You know, the problem is, why does a B player kill your organization? Because, you know, they're never going to perform like an A player, and they're not bad enough that we're going to fire them. So they just sit there and you get mediocrity.
What advice do you have to people who are in their 20s and their 30s, maybe older, but want to be entrepreneurs, want to be really successful? If you could codify that, Steve.
Yeah. Have your dream, right? Have your vision, right? And then you know, go all in with everything you have on that, from a passion standpoint and you know, what you put behind it in terms of hard work and success. And then what I'd also say is, you know, be careful with who you surround yourself, right? And in life, and I'm sure you guys will see this, or you've seen this in your personal lives, in that, you know, when I would talk to people about my vision, my dream, right? I'm going to build a $1 billion security company. And as you said, you know, we far exceeded that, right? But there were people that would, you know, talk like I was crazy. They talked down to me on it, like, "Oh, you're never going to do that. What do you think you're doing?" And so, you know, like, you got to stay away from the naysayers, right, and the negativity, because, you know, there's something about, you know, just surrounding yourself with people that don't want you to succeed or don't want to see you succeed. And, you know, and they're going to tell you all the reasons why you can't do it. And so, you know, surround yourself with it doesn't mean, I'm not trying to say have yes people around you. You need people to tell you the truth, right? And it's really important you have a mirror. In life, you got to have a mirror. I tell my kids this, like, you know, all their teachers tell them how great they are, you know, in sports today, now everybody gets a trophy, and every coach, you know, they say a kind word about someone in the banquet, and I'm going, this kid couldn't even play, right? And so that's just kind of different than when I grew up. So, but you got to have a mirror. And so have that mirror, but surround yourself with people that want you to succeed and have positive energy, that want to help you succeed. Because there's going to be a lot of naysayers out there, and it makes it even that much more difficult.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Steve Jones. Just think about this. Adversity is great, and a key thing to watch out for is the killer bees. You don't want to keep those in your organizations. You get the A players in there and move the C players up to A players.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.